Hello, what is up guys? Eman from PesoSmartPH here. Welcome sa panibagong episode. Shout out to all the podcast listeners as well. I appreciate you all. Today, bigay ko sa inyo yung list ng mga dividend paying stocks na may ex-date this June. So before we get started, disclaimer lang, I am not a financial advisor. Itong mga videos ko are created and posted for educational purposes only. Make sure that you do your own research before you buy any investment instrument. You can use these videos as part of your research. And syempre, one favor lang, smash yung main like button for the YouTube algorithm. So yun, yung first one on the list is TCB2B, yung stock code, which is a preferred stock galing kay Certec Holdings Philippines Corporation. Yung sector niya is industrial, mainly in electrical components and equipment. Yung dividend payment niya is in US dollars, so nasa 0.015, no? So nasa 1 cent, 1.5 cent yung kanyang payment ng dividends. Ex-date on June 1, record date on June 4, and payment date on June 18. Current market price is $1 per share, and yung dividend yield niya na ibibigay is 1.5% quarterly and 6% annually. Next up is Vivant Corporation or VVT. This one is in industrial, so mainly electricity, energy, power, and water. Dividend payment is 35 centavos. Ex-date on June 1 as well. Record date on June 4. And payment date on June 23. Current market price is at 15 pesos per share, which will give you a dividend yield of 2.33% annually. 5-year average dividend yield is at 2.12% and your 5-year payout ratio is at 21.55%. Next up is Panasonic Manufacturing Philippines Corporation, PMPC. Dati bumili din ako nito but I sold it for a bit of a profit and nabigyan na rin ako ng isang dividend payment ng Panasonic. Yung sector is industrial, mainly in electrical components and equipment. Dividend payment is at 0.5245 pesos per share. Ex-date on June 1, record date on June 4, and payment date on June 25. Current market price is at 6 pesos and 38 centavos, which will give you a dividend yield of 8.22%. Yung 5-year average dividend yield niya is at 6.08%. And yung 4-year payout ratio is at 76.21%. Next one is another preferred share. This time galing kay Artholand Corporation. Stock code is ALCPC. Sector is property. Yung dividend payment is 1.7319. Ex-date on June 2. Record date on June 7 and payment date on June 27. Yung current market price is at 103 pesos and 50 centavos. Yung dividend yield niyan is 1.67% quarterly and 6.69% annually. Next up is First Philippine Holdings Corporation, FPH, common stock ito. Sector is industrial, mainly in electricity, energy, power, and water. Dividend payment is 1 peso and 10 centavos. Ex-date on June 3. Record date on June 8. And then payment date on June 29. Current market price is at 69 pesos per share. And yung dividend yield niyan is 1.59% biannually. And then 3.19% annually. Yung 5-year average dividend yield is at 3%. 5-year payout ratio is medyo bababa at 11.92%. Alright, so marami-rami pa tayong i-discuss and marami talagang napasama dito sa list na to. Medyo marami rin kasing preferred stocks, no, na merong ex-date this June. So move on na tayo with JG Summit Holdings Incorporated. Stock code is JGS. Sector is holding firms. Dividend payment at 38 centavos per share. Ex-date on June 8, record date on June 11, and payment date on July 7. Current market price is at 58 pesos and 70 centavos. Yung dividend yield niyan is 0.65%, medyo mababa siya. Yung 5-year average dividend yield niya is 0.53%, so medyo mababa talaga, and hindi na tayo naglagay ng 5-year payout ratio kasi meron silang isang year no na negative on that year kasi I think hindi sila kumita, and I think last year din, basta hindi ko na lang nilagay dito kasi it's not really that relevant, and if you're a dividend investor you won't really buy JGS, so you will just buy the stock if you're a growth stock investor or maybe if you're a trader. But yeah, for dividends, it's not really recommended kasi ang baba nga ng dividend yield niya. Next one is Global Ferronickel Holdings Incorporated. Stock code is FNI. Sector is mining and oil. Dividend payment is at 10 centavos per share. Ex date on June 10. Record date on June 15. Yung payment date is on July 9. Last traded price niya was 2 pesos and 58 centavos, and yung kanyang dividend yield on an annual basis is 3.88%, and di ko na nilagay dito yung 5-year dividend payout ratio and yung 5-year average dividend yield kasi this is like the first time that they've given a dividend for a very long time. Next up is Price Corporation. Sector is industrial, mainly in chemicals. Dividend payment is 12 centavos per share. Ex date on June 10. Record date on June 15. Payment date naman yan is on July 6. Current market price is at 5 pesos and 52 centavos. Yung dividend yield niyan is 2.17%. 3-year average dividend yield is at 4.47%. And yung 2-year payout ratio is at 44.5%. Then let's move on to First Gen Corporation. Stock code is FGEN. Sector is industrial, mainly in electricity, energy, power, and water. So, ang daming players dito sa sector na to, dito sa Philippines. Dividend payment is 30 centavos per share. Ex date on June 14, so medyo matagal pa. Record date on June 17, and mababayaran kayo on July 1. Last traded price, 29 pesos and 20 centavos, which will give you a dividend yield of 1.03% annually. 5-year average dividend yield is at 1.82%, and yung 5-year payout ratio is at 16.36%. Alright, move on na tayo sa mga San Miguel preferred stocks. So medyo madami to, no? 7 stocks yung preferred stocks ng San Miguel. Sector is holding firms, and then yung dividend payment, ito yung may pinakamataas na yield, no? Ayun, may pinakamataas na dividend payment among all of the San Miguel preferred stocks. So dividend payment niya on a quarterly basis is 1.5 pesos per share. Ex date on June 16, record date on June 21, and payment date on July 2. Current market price niya is medyo tumataas na. Nahit na niya yung 80 pesos per share. So, nakagulat to nung chinek ko kanina. Yung dividend yield niya is 1.88% pa rin quarterly and 7.5% annually. Solid pa rin itong preferred stock na ito. Although, do take note, no? Kasi yung issue price ito is at 75 pesos per share. So, if you buy at 80 pesos, tapos 1,000 shares yung binil mo, around 80 plus 1,000 yung babayaran mo. And then kapag nag-decide si San Miguel na i-redeem na itong stock na ito, I'm not saying na i-redeem na nila, but pag kasi nag 10 years na itong preferred stock, which is gonna be next year, kasi 2012 ito na issue, magdi-dividend step up na sila. So yung rate ng dividend is tataas. So kapag hindi nila ito ni-redeem, then magbabayad sila ng mas mataas na rate, no, for this particular stock. So that's gonna be beneficial dun sa mga current hodlers nitong SMC2C. However, it's not really very good for the business kasi like tataas, no, yung kumbaga parang expenses na rin nila yun. Kasi 'di ba parang nag-raise sila ng money from this particular preferred stock. And then they're paying yung mga bumili ng stock na to some dividends to, you know, compensate them for letting them, kumbaga parang quote unquote, borrow the money when they needed it before. So, pag hindi nila niredeem, yun, tataas yung kumbaga parang expenses nga nila. tataas yung parang kumbaga liability sila dun sa mga stockholders nila for this particular stock. So yun lang yung kumbaga parang risk, no? Kasi lalo na kapag kabago ka pa lang sa stock market and then ito yung una mo ininvestan and then biglang na-redeem. Like let's say sometime next year. I'm not saying na mare-redeem na. But there is a chance. Kasi diba, instead of like stepping up the dividends, they would like rather redeem all of the stocks para like matigil na rin, no, yung dividend payments for this particular stock. So yun, 2 cents ko lang. Kasi previously nagbenta na rin ako nito kasi nabili ko siya around nasa 76-77 pesos per share on average. And then I think nabenta ko at 78 something. Kumita ako a few thousand pesos lang. And yeah, nabigyan ako ng dividends for a year or so ng stock na to. So yun lang yung sinasabi ko. So kapag 80,000 pesos nga yung invest mo dito kasi around 1,000 shares yung binili mo. Kapag na-redeem nila, ibabayad lang nila sa'yo ng San Miguel is 75 pesos per share. So malulugi ka ng around 5K-ish, no, kung 1,000 shares yung binili mo. And syempre it will go up kung mas maraming shares yung binili mo. So if that's a risk that you're willing to take, then maybe this stock is for you. Alright, move on na tayo. Medyo mahaba yung sinabi ko about this particular stock. So next one is SMC2E. Same thing, San Miguel pa rin. Holding firms pa rin yan. Yung dividend payment lang yung naiba, 1.18 pesos per share yan. Same ex-date, same record date, and same payment date. Yung current market price nito is 77 pesos per share. Issue price din nito is at 75. Yung dividend yield is 1.54% quarterly. That is 6.16% annually. So, diba, kahit ang laking taas na nung presyo ng SMC2C, mas mataas pa rin yung kanyang dividend yield kasi mas mataas yung dividend payment na binabayaran niya fixed on a quarterly basis. So, there's that. Next one is SMC2F. Holding firms pa rin yan. Yung dividend payment is 1.27 pesos per share. And then ex-date June 16. Record date June 21. And payment date on July 2. Yung current market price is at 78.8 pesos per share. So medyo tumataas na itong mga preferred stocks ng San Miguel. So marami nag-accumulates. Kasi siguro ayaw na yung ibang investors siguro or like syempre hindi naman siguro traders but yeah, yung ibang investors they're shying away from common stocks kasi currently medyo hindi ganun kaganda, no? yung PSE for like for common stocks and yeah in general yung stock market natin is medyo flat. So yeah, siguro pupunta sila dito for some passive income, no? To accumulate some passive income. So yun, yung dividend yield nito is at 1.62% quarterly and then 6.48% annually. Next up is SMC2H. Same sector. Yung dividend payment is 1.18 pesos per share. Same ex-date, record date, and payment date. Alam nyo na yan. Yung current market price is at 78 pesos and 40 centavos. And then yung dividend yield is at 1.51% quarterly and 6.05% annually. Right, another one from San Miguel, SMC2I, same sector. Dividend payment is halos kapareho nung previous one, no? So 1.18 pesos per share and yung ex date is on June 16, record date on June 21 and payment date on July 2. Current market price is at 79 pesos per share, tumataas talaga, no? So yung dividend yield niyan is 1.5% quarterly and then 6.01% annually. Okay, last to nasa San Miguel. SMC2J yung next. Ito medyo mababa na yung dividend payment. Nasa 89 cents na lang, no? 89 centavos. So, same ex-date, record date, and payment date. Yung current market price niya is 77.05. 75 pesos din yung issue price ito. Medyo bago lang to, no? Like, recently lang nila to in-release. I think 2020, if I'm not mistaken. Or 2019. Basta, bago lang to. Yung dividend yield niya is 1.16% quarterly, di ba? Medyo mas mababa. So, 4.62% annually. So, hindi pa niya na-hit yung kumbaga average target natin for dividend paying stocks, which is around 5%. And same thing sa SMC2K. Yung dividend payment is at 84 centavos per share. Same ex-date, record date, and payment date. Yung current market price niya is medyo close dun sa issue price, around 75 pesos and 95 centavos. Dividend yield is at 1.11% quarterly and 4.44% annually. So, tapos na tayo sa mga San Miguel Preferred Stocks. Move on na tayo sa Alson's Consolidated Resources Incorporated. Stock code is ACR. Sector is industrial, mainly in electricity, energy, power, and water. Dividend payment is around 2 centavos per share. Ex-date on June 25, record date on June 30, and payment date on July 23. Current market price is at 1 peso and 36 centavos, and yung dividend yield niyan is 1.47%. 5-year average dividend yield is 1.84%, and yung 5-year payout ratio is nasa negative 46%. So meron siyang isang taon na medyo ang taas, no, nung like negative amount for the payout ratio. So I believe on that particular year, nagbigay pa rin sila ng dividends although hindi sila kumikita. So nagkumuha sila ng dividends, ng pambayad ng dividends from their retained earnings. So sometimes I think at those times na syempre hindi naman like, you know, every year Pasko, no. Syempre may mga taon talaga na medyo down yung income. So I think okay lang na hindi magbigay ng dividends on that particular year kapag hindi talaga sila kumita, instead of like dipping dun sa kanilang retained earnings. But what do I know? I'm just a small-time investor. So, itong mga malaking companies na to na yung bahala sa decision-making. But, yeah, that's just my two cents about the matter, no? Alright, last two tayo. So, preferred stocks naman galing kay GT Capital Holdings Incorporated. Yung una is GTPPA. Holdings firms din tong si, ano, si GT Capital. Dividend payment is at 11 pesos and 57 centavos. Ex-date on June 30. Record date on July 5. And payment date on July 27. Last traded price is at 991 pesos per share. So, medyo steep yung price. Dividend yield niyan is 1.17% quarterly and 4.67% annually. Then yung last one naman is GTPPB, GT Capital pa rin yan, holding firms. And then yung dividend payment is at 12 pesos and 73 centavos. Ex-date on June 30, same lang, record date July 5 and payment date on July 27. Last traded price is at 1,018 pesos per share. Yung dividend yield nito is mas mataas ng konti, so 1.25% quarterly, that is 5% swaktong-swakto annually. End na natin yung episode here, guys. Sana may natutunan kayo. And if umabot kayo at the end of this episode, thank you very much. I appreciate you. Connect with me na rin on my socials at MNPSPH. TikTok, I post there daily. Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to the podcast. If you want more of my content, be sure to leave a rating, give a like, share it, and subscribe. Your feedback is always welcome and appreciated. And remember, be PESA smart. See ya.